Today's message I name, My Path Looks Different. We often tend to compare our life path we walk with other people. We may, for example, experience academic challenges with a child, and then we are very quick to look at others and think, see how lucky they are. Their children go through school so easily. Now, I woke up on Sunday morning and I thought to myself, today I have to help my daughter to finish summarizing her schoolwork for the exams that are ahead, otherwise she will get stuck. Because I am that mother who experienced academic challenges with my one child. I am that mother who has been in every grade in school, again up to grade 9, all over again. You can really ask me anything from any subject. Chances are good that I will be able to answer you because I basically do school again to be able to help my daughter. And I think to myself how nice it would be to be able to have the day just for myself, because I feel that I do not always get to do my own things because I am so involved in my daughter's schoolwork to help her. And as I stand and I think while I wait for the kettle to boil so that I can drink my tea and start my day, the following words come to my mind. Femke, your path looks different. And I realize to myself that it's the Lord saying this to me. And I also realize that these words are very true because we all experience challenges, but our challenges look very different. Someone may be experiencing a challenge in their marriage or with their finances, while someone else may be experiencing a challenge with their health or with a child who struggles academically or who struggles with friends or with bullies. Challenges come in many forms, and the enemy manages to get us to compare our challenges with other people. And it makes us discouraged, sad, and negative when we compare ourselves to others, because we feel it is unfair that we should suffer while others do not have to suffer like us. We may even feel disappointed towards God because we think, why should we walk this path and why does He not make our path easier? When the Lord came to lay on my heart the words, Femke, your path looks different, I realized that God sees my path and He knows the path that I am on in life, and that this is not news to Him. My path is just different compared to others. Likewise, every other person out there's path is different again from my path. We all walk different paths in life, and just because we look at someone and think, wow, their kids go through school so easily, they are so lucky, it doesn't mean that they don't also walk a different path with different challenges that you maybe just don't know about or just cannot see. What you see is that their children go through school easily compared to yours, but what you don't see or know is that they may be walking a path of financial challenges or health challenges or marriage challenges. We have to realize that we all walk different paths in life and that our paths look very different. Many times we only see the tip of an iceberg and we compare our situation with the tip of the iceberg, yet there is a massive part of the mountain below the water that we cannot see or that we are not aware of at all. Now the enemy hides that part for us under the water many times, and he gets us to focus on the tip of the iceberg that looks so perfect. And then we think, oh, lucky them, poor me. But in the meantime, we are blissfully unaware of the other hurts and challenges hidden under the water. Therefore, we can and should never compare our path with others, because we do not see the part that is under the water. Often we only see what the enemy wants us to see, that we can feel that it is unfair. Then we feel it's unfair. Why do we have to walk such a difficult path in life and not them? And many times the enemy will also show us someone who lives in the world, far from God, and their path often looks so easy peasy compared to us. And then we think to ourselves, Lord, I am your child. I live my life in line with your word, yet it is not going great with me, while it is going fantastic with my friends in the world. How does this work? But we must remember that the enemy likes to put us in this position with God, because then we begin to question God's love for us. And this is what the enemy wants to accomplish in our lives, because then he can attack our relationship with God. He wants to make us angry with God, and he wants to make us feel disappointed in God. His plan is to bring distance between us and God. Mark 8 verse 36 says, "What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" So we can see that we walk paths in life that are very different and seem different from others. The paths we walk are rooted in natural challenges, finances, school, relationships, health, and so on. But even though we experience everything in the natural, the ultimate price is for our soul. What does it help that everything is always hunky-dory in the natural, but our soul is far from God? One thing is for sure, our challenges keep us on our knees. When Kiana was so sick at the age of 3 to 6 years, it forced me and Yaku back on our knees from our comfortable life in the natural. It is because of her difficult path of illness at a young age that she is currently walking a difficult path in school academically, because she lost a lot of building blocks when she had to fight for her life in hospital at a very young age. Now, when other parents read books and developed language and followed all sorts of cute stimulation programs, Kiana was in hospital. And our only priority as her parents was that she should just survive. We didn't have time to worry about her vocabulary or other milestones at that stage. The result is that she just has to work a little bit harder in school now compared to others, but we should learn not to get stuck in a mindset of that our path is so much more different and more difficult compared to others, because our paths often form us and prepares us for what God has planned for our lives. Kiana has to work much harder in school compared to others and compared to her younger sister who goes through school much easier. But because of this, Kiana started to develop certain character traits as a result. She is, for example, a very hardworking person, and she has perseverance. She is never lazy and she complains very little. She understands suffering because she has already suffered a lot in life. So she has empathy and compassion with others who suffer in life. She can handle bad news, suffering, and any sort of hardship much better than most people. And she is also emotionally much stronger than other children her age. All of this is something her difficult medical and academic path has taught her, because she has learned to go that extra mile and to put a little bit more into life and to persevere. Kiana would like to have her own business one day. This is something she often tells us. She would like maybe to have a restaurant or a coffee shop and a shop that sells different products. Now, I explained to her that the restaurant is very hard work, and that she must know that it involves long hours, and that she will have to work on weekends and every day from early until late. I basically just wanted her to have an open mind about her future plans. She must know what she's getting into. Her answer to this really touched me, because she said, "Mom, I know how to work hard." So hard work does not scare her at all. She is not lazy. She is very creative and loves to make food, so it If it all works out one day, I know that she will make a great success of it. So what I'm actually trying to say is that we often in the present situation do not understand why we have to walk a certain path, but we must realize that our path that we walk often prepares us for something more in life. We must also realize that sometimes our path just keeps us close to God and on our knees, which is just as important because at least our soul will not be lost. Another possibility is that we may be on a path of destruction because the enemy's plan is to kill, steal and destroy. Now, when this is the case, we must do what James 4 verse 7 teaches us. We must submit to God, resist the devil so that he can flee from us. We need to realize that our earthly paths are actually also only short paths. If we are lucky, we live a full life of up to 80 or 90 years. But what is 80 or 90 years compared to eternity? God sometimes allows the difficult short paths in our lives because he loves us. Our challenging short paths keep us on our knees and assures us a long path of eternity with God. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 to 10 says, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." I walked a path with a lady many years ago. I loved her very much, but she unfortunately had no relationship with God. She had a good life and she was probably one of the most beautiful women I knew. So she was blessed because she had beauty. She was successful. She was a successful businesswoman. She had more than enough financially. Her husband was also very successful. So she and her family enjoyed a comfortable life and many luxuries. They had a nice house. They drove nice cars and they wore fancy clothes. Their kids didn't struggle with anything either. So from the outside, it looked very easy peasy and comfortable. Their path, in fact, looked great from the outside. But then something changed. She became ill with cancer. The Lord led me to pray for her when she became ill. At that time, I was just a physiotherapist and I was not in ministry yet. But I loved God and lived in a close relationship with God because of Kihana's path of sickness that changed my and Yaku's, that it changed our lives. I was a little scared to show up at the house for prayer, especially since I knew that she did not really choose to have a spiritual relationship with God. But I was obedient to God's instructions and I still went, even though my inner self told me not to go. So she, however, was not weird or angry at all. In fact, actually, she welcomed my prayer. God prepared a way for me, and because of her difficult path that she was on, she was actually open to hear from God. I see this as the grace of God, because for more than 60 years, she chose to live a life that was far from God, yet in her moments of need, God sent me to her to share the gospel with her. After that day, we started to walk a spiritual path together, and she became a born-again Christian. During this time, God sent her more and more Christian friends who also supported her spiritually. The Lord has blessed her with a spiritual family in her last days, which was wonderful. I kept on praying for her healing and I truly believed that God was going to perform a miracle in her life, because in my natural way of thinking, I thought that she will be healed and that she will stand on a stage and testify about this miracle and that many will get saved. She, however, only became more and more ill, so much so that I later had to combine my physiotherapy and prayer. She was diagnosed with lung cancer, even though she never even smoked a cigarette in her life. Her breathing became so difficult and she was so out of breath and had so much phlegm that it became necessary for me to take the suction machine that I used in my practice to her house to treat her and help her to clear the phlegm to make her more comfortable. And only after all of this, we could talk and pray together. I also bought her her first Bible. She was a woman in her 60s and there was no Bible in their house. As she walked this unpleasant path of cancer, she, however, began to feel a desire to learn more and more about God's word. She told me one day that she wished that she could only touch Jesus' hem like the woman in the Bible who had the issue with blood. My heart was so broken for her that day because she really wanted to be healed so badly, and I also wanted her to be healed. It was so clear that she did not want to walk this difficult path of cancer, yet it was a path that she had to walk in order to save her soul. Because if it were not for the cancer, she might never have had an encounter with God in her comfortable life. And what would a full life of 80 or 90 years of comfort and blessing then have helped her in her eternity if she had never truly come to know God on earth? Because how we walk the paths of our lives on earth ultimately determines our eternity, and that is the only path that really matters. Which path we are going to walk one day in eternity is the most important path ever, because unlike our short paths of 80 or 90 years on earth, eternity is forever. We do not realize every day that our paths of suffering that we walk on are actually short paths. To us, it feels like one big mountain we climb that never wants to stop. But God looks at it differently than we do. Our paths often shape us into what God wants us to be for His kingdom. It makes us strong, it keeps us on our knees, and it restores our relationship with God. Although our paths are difficult, what we achieve through them ends in good, even if we do not always experience it that way. This lady, who wanted to be healed so badly and who wished that her path could be a path of healing, later started to feel different about her path of cancer that she was on. Her path of cancer changed into a path of peace and acceptance and gratitude towards God, because she realized that God gave her an opportunity to get to know Him and to be born again in her last months on earth. She died with so much peace. She must have known that she was going to die that night, because on the night that she had passed away, she sent me a message for the last time to say thank you for everything that I did and meant to her. She also said that I should pick up all the things that I had given to her, things like such as CDs, books and so on, that I gave her to read and listen to help her grow spiritually. She said that she had kept everything together and that I must collect it at her house if I get the time. She died about an hour and a half after this message, but she died peacefully, blessed with all her loved ones around her. When I went to pick up the package of things at her house, I realized that she left the Bible I bought her at home for her husband to read, because the Bible was not part of everything that I had to pick up. And this was fantastic. And it only shows us that God gives all of us the opportunity to meet Him, but we must choose. Her children were all grown up and married, but in her last days, she told me that her biggest regret in life was that she never told her children or taught them about God. This really saddened her and gave her a lot of concern about their eternity. I always believed that the Lord was going to perform a miracle in her life and heal her completely. When this didn't happen, I was really upset, because I really begged the Lord to heal her, and in my mind I believed that her testimony will save her husband and her children. but it did not work out as I had hoped and prayed. It bothered me a lot that she was not healed, because I knew that God could heal her, because I had already seen all of God's healing power in my own children's lives. My idea of how her path should have ended was not at all what had happened and what I had hoped for and prayed for. It bothered me so much that I actually went to talk to a pastor about this. The pastor's answer to me, however, brought me the peace I needed. The pastor explained to me that if she was healed, that there was a possibility that she might have fallen back into her old habits, which unfortunately often happens to people after they are healed, especially if their relationship with God is new and not that strong yet. This is of course not true for everybody and could of course also not be true in her life, but the fact remains that there still was a possibility. People tend to soon forget that it was God that healed them. They often believe that it was a coincidence or that it was the good treatment plan that finally started to work. People unfortunately often miss God's hand of healing in their lives. This could mean that if things turned back to normal, that her relationship with God could become lukewarm or even cold again, and if she then died, many years later, her soul would have been lost forever. At least now I have the peace of knowing that she is with God and that her eternity is safe and fixed in Him. And this is much more important than any earthly joy that is temporary in nature and is actually just so short. Often we have to walk difficult paths in life in order to achieve a greater goal. In this lady's case, the greater purpose was that her spirit and soul could be saved. Take a look at 1 Corinthians 5 verse 5, what it says. It says, "Hand this man over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved on the day of the Lord." And look what James 1 verse 2 to 4 says. It says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." All our paths we walk here on earth are different. We cannot compare our path that we are walking with someone else's path, because their story is not our story. Many times as we walk our path, we do not understand our path, but often, only many years later, God will bring revelation as to why we had to walk a certain path. This is where Isaiah 30 verse 15 comes in, that says, "In quietness and trust is your strength." Joseph certainly could not understand his path while he had to walk it. First, his own brothers threw him into a well. Then they sold him as a slave. Then he ended up in Potiphar's house and was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife. And then he ended up in jail. What a path poor Joseph had to walk. Yet in the end he was restored in everything and was appointed over all of Egypt. And because of this, he was able to take care of his family when they needed it most. When we study the Bible, we can see that even God's beloved children that we read about in the scriptures had to walk paths that were not always easy for them either. Poor Job had to walk a very difficult path. He lost everything, his children, his possessions, his health, yet his path eventually turned into a path of restoration and blessing. In fact, God gave him even more than he could ever imagine or had before. Sarah walked the path of being without child and not being able to conceive. She had to live with the shame and hurt of this, because in those days it was frowned upon if a woman could not bear children. It was a path she had to walk for many years, but also in her case, her path turned into recovery and blessing when she finally became pregnant with Isaac at the age of 90. The main idea of today's message is that we must realize that we all walk a path and that our paths look different. The good news, however, is that our paths often end in restoration and blessing, and this gives us hope. Even the path of the lady who was never healed ended in restoration and blessing. The world will say, how? She died and was never healed. But her restoration and healing are the fact that she got to know God in her last months of hardship on a path of cancer. She had lived her whole life far from God, perhaps wealthy and blessed in worldly eyes, but spiritually poor in reality. God's love for her was so great that he gave her a chance to come in if her path was only good and never difficult. She might have never had enough reason to come in and to have a true encounter with Jesus Christ. Now she lives with God forever in paradise. This is what it means to have a life and to have it abundantly. It is all about knowing God. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 16 to 18 says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentarily troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So when you feel life is unfair again, because your path seems so much more difficult than someone else's path, remember not to compare yourself to others, because our paths look different. Our story and purpose of our path is different. Only God knows why we have to walk a certain path in life. But what we do know is that his love and his grace for us is enough. Because of him, we can endure and walk our path, knowing that one day our path will end in restoration, blessing, and an eternity with God. We also know that we never walk our paths in life alone. God is with us on all our paths, step by step, to carry us through. Therefore, we can live like 2 Timothy 4 verse 7 teaches us, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. This message was brought to you by Femke Malan. May you all have a wonderful, blessed day. Thank you.